Welcome to this audio sermon. I'm Andrew Gill, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and Bray. We are unable to gather together for worship this morning, but we wanted to make this sermon available so that you can have church at home. I hope that you'll be blessed and encouraged as we look at what we can learn from the prophet Jonah about living through a season of social distancing. What is the best thing to do as we live in this season of social distancing? Life has changed very quickly for all of us. I'm here in our church building in Bray, and I'm all alone. This church is empty, and the streets are really quiet outside. Most of the shops and the restaurants are closed. And any that are open, there's queues outside, only letting one or two people in at a time. We're all practicing what's called social distancing, minimizing our contact with others so that the infection rate doesn't go beyond what our health services can cope with. And I think for many of us, the hard reality of social distancing is starting to take hold. And the cost is already making its impact known to us. And I think if there was any person from the Bible that can sympathize with us during this time, it's probably the prophet Jonah. Jonah was a man of God. And the word of the Lord came to him and told him to go and to preach in the city of Nineveh. But Jonah didn't want to go, so he ran away. He didn't get on a donkey and make a trip around the desert to Nineveh. He got on a boat and went in completely the opposite direction. But then as he was on the boat, there was a storm. And the sailors are terrified. And Jonah tells them what he did. So they throw him overboard. And the sea calms. And as Jonah sinks to the bottom of the ocean, God commands a giant fish to swallow him up. And for 3 days and three nights, Jonah lived in the belly of the fish.
Can you imagine for a moment what that must have been like? Jonah in the belly of the fish. It must have been cold and dark and smelled worse than your food waste bin on a hot summer's day. And Jonah must have been terrified. He must have been so confused to understand what was happening. But he was alive. And as I read through this story, I think, was this judgment or salvation? Was God rescuing Jonah from the storm, or was he punishing him for running away? But either way, Jonah is forced to pause life. And he can no longer run away from the things that he was maybe trying to get away from. He now needs to face up to certain things about himself, about life. This time in the fish is giving him time to really reflect and to think through life. And then eventually, after 3 days and three nights of being inside the fish, Jonah 2 verse 1 says that Jonah prayed. Jonah, from the belly of the fish, prayed out to God. And our message that morning is that simple. That in our isolation, we pray to God. Prayer is not our last resort. Prayer is our first response. So as we enter into a new week of being socially distant from one another, don't be spiritually distant between you and God. One of my favorite scripture verses is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, which tells us not to worry about anything, but to pray about everything. With thanksgiving, to bring what you need to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So today, wherever you may be watching this or wherever you're listening to this, if you're worried, pray. If you're worried about the unknown future, pray. If you're worried that you might get sick, pray. If you're worried about how this is going to affect your finances, pray. When you're feeling lonely from the isolation, pray. When you're struggling to adjust with how life is changing, pray. When you're beginning to despair at all the bad news that you're hearing, pray. Pray, pray, pray. The God of peace is near, and he promises that when you pray, his peace will be guarding you. Your heart and your mind will be guarded in Christ Jesus. Jonah 2 verse 7 says, "When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to your holy temple." And then the story of Jonah goes on, and God commands the fish to spit Jonah out onto dry land. And Jonah is given a second chance. God again tells him to go and to preach repentance to the city of Nineveh. And this time Jonah responds and obeys and does what God asks him to do. This season of social distancing will end. But as we live, like Jonah, in the belly of the fish, let us remember God. Let us pray to him. Use this time to repent and allow God to change us and to transform us into the likeness of his Son, so that at the end of this isolation, we will emerge a better people, a kinder people, filled with the peace of God. Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more resources for church at home, please visit our website, standrewschurchblackrock.ie.